From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions heat up on the Korean Peninsula. North and South Korean officials held talks deep into the night Sunday, trying to avert a war. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there's no word whether the negotiations are making any progress. Thousands of migrants traveled by train, bus, and foot through Macedonia and Serbia on their way to Hungary, but Hungarian authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans, are fleeing conflicts in their homelands. They hope to get to Hungary because once they enter its territory, they will have easier access to the rest of the continent. That was the sound as Lebanese protesters and police battled in Beirut Sunday in the midst of an ongoing trash crisis. Security forces sprayed thousands of demonstrators with water cannon in a second night of rallies, but Beirut residents are angry after weeks of trash piling up around the country following the shutdown of a landfill. The Lebanese protests are also voicing anti-government sentiment in a country that has been without a president for more than a year. Nigeria's army chief has survived an attack on his convoy by suspected Boko Haram fighters in Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Tukar Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa on Saturday. The army says troops responded with heavy gunfire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. The army says one soldier was killed in the gun battle, while 5 others were wounded. This is VOA News.